All right, really nothing, you know, as far as the injury front's concerned. We came out of the game fairly healthy. Looks like we might have a chance to get Jeremy Stewart back this week. So that'll help us, not only from the running back position, but also from a special teams perspective. So just going back and looking at the game from yesterday, you know, again, we can't have the self-inflicted wounds. The penalties, I thought, hurt us in the game. You know, they kept drives alive from a defensive standpoint, gave them more opportunities. You know, we can't, you know, we can't. Those are hard things to overcome. And then obviously the two turnovers that occurred deep in the territory, I thought, put us in a tough situation and really resulted in 10 points for San Diego. So, you know, we've got to we can't beat ourselves. You know, we have to play smarter than that, and we can't do those things that are going to cost our football team.
What is the key in the heat of the moment, you know, when you have that to, I mean, it's real easy to preach it in a room and out on the practice field, but when the heat of the game is going on, how do you get the guys to carry that over and say, look, you know, you got to look at the ball if you can here. You can't,
well,
you know,
listen,
you can't taunt. Or,
listen, all you can do is you can stress those points, and that's something that, you know, obviously we've got to do a better job there. Because we can't have those type of penalties in a football game like this. And, you know, some of those things are going to happen, all right? I didn't agree with all of them, but some of the plays down the field, you know, those are going to happen in a football game. But the ones that we can totally control, the things that happen before the snap or after the whistle, are the things that we have to eliminate.
Some of the after the whistle stuff, do you think that's a sign of the frustration?
I'm sure it is. Yeah, sure it is. You know, everybody's frustrated. Everybody's trying to the guys in that locker room are fighters. They're competitors. You know, they want to win, and they're trying to do everything they can. They've given us everything they got to try to get that accomplished. So, but, again, we can't do anything that's going to hurt our team.
Coach, there's an element of frustration. Everybody realizes that in a play like what Mike Jenkins did when he knocked the ball out of his hand, out of Ryan's hand. Did you consider taking him out of the game so that you or one of the assistants could talk to him at that point? I mean, it just seemed like, you know, he gets a penalty, but he doesn't come out of the game. Every coach has a different style,
sure,
kind of thing. But what was your thinking on that?
My thinking was that Mike Jenkins playing in the football game gave us the best opportunity to have success. I think there's a point in time, obviously, where you have those conversations. And I had a conversation with him when the drive was over. But I thought in the middle of that drive that he gave us the best opportunity to have success. So I wanted to keep him in the game.
Coach, do you think in a situation like that that the officials are kind of looking for him after he's kind of put himself on the radar?
It was right there. You know, I mean, I don't think
it
was
later
in
the game.
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, I think, you know, they obviously were calling it pretty tight in the back end of the defense. You know, I thought there was a couple times where we had pretty good position and got called for a foul, which hurt our team, you know. But that's the way it is. You know, you got to be able to adjust to it.
Did you rewatch that Streeter catch? What did you think after watching the play?
I still believe that he had possession of the ball. He went to the ground, maintained possession, and that the ball was pulled from him after he had – I thought it was a touchdown.
Coach, getting back to the penalties, it's not just this one game, obviously. You've been one of the top penalty teams in the league this year. Is that a – you know, does it – how much do you think it reflects on you as a coach, as a disciplinarian, the fact that you're second in the league? You would be number one if they included the penalties that were declined this year. How much does it reflect on you as the head coach?
Well, I think it reflects on all of us. You know, I think we got to do a better job of that. I think we got to eliminate the penalties. It's obviously been something that's you know, been a part of this organization for a while. We cleaned it up a little bit last year. We've We've gotten back to committing some penalties again this year. That's something that we've got to continue to work to clean up. It's something that we talk about a lot. We preach about a lot. We give a penalty report every week. But obviously, we've got to continue to work to get that cleaned up.
You said yesterday that you really kind of stay focused on winning the next football game and kind of maybe blocking out all the external talk about job security, this or that. Is that a difficult thing to do? I mean, you're human like anybody else. Like, is it difficult to shut that out?
Well, listen, we're all human, all right? We're all human. But I realize that I control the things I control. We control the things that we control. And that's all that we can focus on. And so we're back up there game planning today, getting ready for Denver. As soon as I get done here, I'm going to go back up there and start putting in a game plan, getting ready for the Denver Broncos. Those are the things that we control.
How confident are you that whatever the gap is between you and the Broncos, Seahawks, Niners, whoever the elite are in the league, that you can get all of that accomplished, that you can close that gap next year? Do you have the capacity, you think, with the draft picks and the cap and guys entering third
Listen,
year?
Listen, I'm not putting a time frame on anything. Right. I'm very confident that we can close that gap. Obviously this offseason will be the first opportunity.
Do you mean you narrow it, or can you close it completely? Can you catch?
Well, I'm not going to put limits on us.
Okay, so it's possible.
Yeah. I'm not going to put limits on us, but that's stuff that we address, and that's stuff that we work towards when we get to the offseason. It'll be the first time that at least since I've been here, that we've had a complement of draft picks, some salary cap room, some things that we can do to go out and try to continue to improve this football team.
What are your thoughts heading into this Sunday's game against the Broncos, the matchups, just overall thoughts about the game?
Well, obviously, they're the best team in our division. They're the best team in our conference right now. They're playing extremely well. Quarterback may be one of the best players to ever play the game. So I think this is a good football team. I think this is a really good football team, and we're going to have to have a good plan, and we're going to have to go out and compete and play hard. We're going to have to do a great job defensively of keeping the ball in front of us and do a great job of tackling when they throw it underneath. When you go back and you look at the first game that we played against them, we did a pretty good job of keeping the ball in front of us. We didn't do as good a job tackling when they threw the ball in front of us or ran the ball, and that's an area that we've got to improve on for this game.
Do you think it's safe to say that any coach needs a third year to turn around and rebuild a franchise? It just can't be done in two.
Well, I really don't want to get into all the speculation. There'll be a time and place for that, and I don't think right now, I don't think this is the time and place.
Coach, you ran the ball just 17 times in this game. Was it the plan to run the ball more? I mean, is it just the way the game progressed? How come you didn't run the ball?
Well, it was really a thought of how the game plan or how the game progressed. I mean, in the third quarter, we really only had two possessions in the third quarter. And then when you get into the fourth quarter, we were chasing points. And so when you get in that mode, you got to throw the ball a little bit more. So I think the game plan just kind of dictated as the game played out that's how it was going to work.
There was a play early in the game, Dennis, where you had 31 and McGlynn tried to hit Halawale deep and missed him. Was that something that he called at the line of scrimmage, or was that the play that
it was part of the plan. We felt like that we had a matchup there. If they went to man coverage like they did, that we thought that we could take advantage of it. And, it worked just like we thought it would. We just didn't execute the play. We just didn't make the throw and catch. And so in those situations, you got to be able to execute those plays.
How much freedom does Matt have to make those kinds of changes? Is he a bit more constrained because of his experience level, or do you give him the jurisdiction to be able to make changes?
Well, there's a few things that he has adjustments and checks, at the line of scrimmage. But that was really a play call that, you know, if we got that particular look and we got a man coverage with Olawale on, I believe it was Manti Te'o, that we were going to try to take advantage of that opportunity. We won on the route. We just didn't make the play.
Coach, how do you keep the team from, you know, this last game is obviously every game is important, but how do you keep the team's spirits high, considering you've won the tournament? How do you keep the motivation level high going into this last game? How do you do it?
Well, same things we've been doing, you know. Now, I don't think anything's been from a lack of trying or effort. So we got a group of professionals in there. They understand what their job is. There's never been any quitting this football team. I don't anticipate seeing any this week. But we'll go in. We'll give them a good plan. We'll be excited about going out and practicing, being excited about going out and playing. And that's what we do. It's what we've been doing since we were little bitty kids, is enjoying and having fun playing football. And that can't ever change.
In times, in adverse situations like this, Jason Tarver mentioned on Thursday that when people are tired and when things are, you know, not going well, who stands up and who plays better? Is that going to be a major factor in your evaluation of these guys? There's a lot of guys you need to re-sign in terms of, all right, we definitely want that guy because he fought with us when things weren't great.
Well, there's no doubt that the evaluation process is still going on. We're going to continue to look at these players. I mean, it's no secret that we got a lot of guys, you know, on 1-year contracts. And every opportunity you have is important, and we all need to take advantage of it.
Any more guys?
Coach, what will be your plan with McFadden in this game? Will you try to give him more carries, more touches, or will Jennings pretty much?
No, Jennings will be the lead back, and Darren will roll in there. Not a whole lot different than what we did this past week.
Who's the quarterback, Matt, again?
No, we're going to go with Terrell. We're
going
to play Terrell this week.
Starting?
Mm-hmm.
And will he play the whole thing, or Matt come in?
We'll see. But he's going to be the starter. I informed both those guys this morning, and we'll go from there.
Part of the process? Was that, you know, this was one more opportunity where you wanted to look at him?
Yeah. I mean, we got a chance to see Matt McGloin for 6 games. I liked a lot of the things that I saw in Matt. It's been a while since we've gotten an opportunity to see Terrell in a game, and I want to get him in the game and get another opportunity to evaluate him.
Coach, you've had some young guys, maybe not on the radar, step up this season, like Andre Holmes. Michael Rivera's had some really, really nice games. How have those guys developed through the season, and how encouraging is it to see some of these guys that were maybe under the radar pop up and have nice seasons?
Well, no, that's an encouraging thing as you start, you know, looking forward. To have guys that, you know, relatively unknown that are able to step up and make an impact. And Andre Holmes, Rod Streeter, Michael Rivera, those guys that you mentioned are obviously, you know, guys that we can look to build on as we move into the future. So, you know, it's good to have some of those young guys that have done a good job of developing and getting better this year.
How would you assess McGloin's play against San Diego?
Overall, I would say it was a plus. Obviously, there was mistakes. He wasn't quite as sharp as he had been earlier in a couple of the earlier games. But I've been pleased with what I've seen out of Matt McGloin from really the first moment he walked on campus here. I think we have a guy that can be in our plans for the future. I'm glad he's on this football team.
Do you think he's sort of plateaued a bit?
Well, I think when you come in and you play as well as he did in the first game, I mean, your expectations go so high. Mm-hmm. He wasn't able to perform at that same level, on a week-in and week-out basis. But I think overall, when you talk about a guy that was an undrafted free agent, I think he's done pretty well.
And just to reiterate, it has nothing to do with necessarily that Matt lost a job. You just
no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, we want to get another opportunity to, and you know, we've said for a while now that we want to be able to evaluate Terrell. So here's our opportunity to go in and do that. And Terrell's done. When Terrell's played, he's gone in and done a good job. So we anticipate he'll go in and play well.
Every time that he's spoken to the press since Matt has played, he's really kind of harped on being a good teammate and doing things. Have you seen actions to back up those words?
Yeah. He's done a good job. You know, obviously, listen, we all get frustrated when we're not playing. But he's done a good job with that, and he's going to get another opportunity.